Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The dominoes are really falling and impacting the Patriots on their attempts to get a quarterback. Because as we said before, look, if Watson's not moved, New England can't get him. We weren't sure they were going to get him anyways. Then the Niners don't get him and the Patriots don't get Garoppolo. Darnold doesn't go to the Niners because the Jets trade for Watson, and then the Patriots don't get Garoppolo. So this impacts you people, and you may be stuck with Cam Newton or my guy, Gardner Minshew, starting at quarterback because of these sexual allegations. A reach? No. Connect the dots. Helping us to figure all this out and what's going on down there in the crazy land of the Houston Texans is Aaron Wilson. Aaron joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. He's of the Houston Chronicle. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, great. Good morning.
All right, so what's going on with this Watson thing? I mean, give us your deal. I mean, is this a money grab, or is he going to be... And what about criminal charges? What's going on?
No criminal charges. Yeah, it's a money grab, and it started off that way. And then once the lawyer put it out after they didn't want to, you know, acquiesce and pay the money demands, then he put out a call for more. And that's what he's doing by using the Instagram, is he's trying to attract more cases. Basically, it's ambulance chasing and solicitation of cases. And you do that, and I can tell you what most of the legal community in Houston thinks about what Tony Busby's doing. I mean, obviously, you know, it's looked down upon, but, you know, Deshaun Watson's a guy that's highly respected. I've known him for 4 years and, you know, been around him, you know, not just, you know, at the stadium, and I've been to, you know, the charity events, you know, a few social settings, and yeah, this is know his entire camp, know everyone that.
Okay, but Aaron, so you don't believe the accusers?
I mean, you know, I'm skeptical. Let's put it like that. Yeah, okay. I tell you this though, I want to be careful in the sense that I'm not dismissing that it could be true, in the sense that I wasn't there. So
I hope not.
For me, just to, you know, I'm saying, like, the people that know what happened are him and those alleged women who haven't put their name on it. You know, it's all Jane Doe situation. So we don't know the women. There's no way to vet it. There's no way to really look into it. He's going to have his press conference, and he released some of the DMs are supposed to be from Deshaun Watson. And there's one where he apologizes and says, sorry if I made you uncomfortable. But that's not proof that something untoward happened. And it's definitely, you know, the Harris County Sheriff's Department, I can say this, they're not involved. I think he's going to send a packet of these cases, his information from his investigators and his law firm, and forward it to the sheriff's office. And, you know, if they file a complaint, obviously, then it will become a criminal matter. I don't anticipate that at all. This is a civil matter. And he's represented by a powerhouse lawyer, Rusty Hardin. You might remember representing Roger
Clemens. Yeah, from Clemens, right.
Yeah, that's the guy. He's still the guy. And he's not planning a press conference. I talked to Rusty last night. We talked a little bit, just, you know, not for quotations. But, yeah, he's looking forward to digging into the case. That's what he's working on now before he really says a lot. And, you know, I don't think that just because someone's accused of something doesn't mean they're guilty of it. So I think people shouldn't rush.
I don't know,
judgment.
Aaron, it sounds like you're pro Watson. I mean, what do you got?
Well, I would say this, Aaron. I mean, you know, I always look at
well, that's my, I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm telling you, I don't know them. I know him.
Right. Okay.
I'm not going to throw the guy under the bus before I have some proof. I don't feel like I have the proof. It's just his allegations.
Well, okay. Cool. Fine.
Well, Aaron, I always say this about situations like this. I always try to look at the person's background, their character. What they've kind of shown throughout their lives. And you talk about Deshaun Watson, you've been around him in certain situations, but there's never been anything, at least to my knowledge, about Deshaun Watson off the field in any way. Would that be correct?
Right, he's had impeccable character. That's accurate. Yeah, he's, a guy that grew up in public housing, single mom, had cancer. He was a ball boy for the Falcons. He worked a bunch of jobs. He was a really underprivileged kid growing up and became a football star. So it's been an incredible, meteoric rise. And, for Deshaun, now that he's got the money, perhaps he's a target. I mean, that was one thing. That was a point that was made to me by David Cornwell, who's represented a lot of the players in personal conduct cases. There's an NFL investigation, as you guys know. Lisa Farrell, special counsel for investigations in the NFL, has contacted Tony Busby. She wants to interview the women that have made the allegations. He has said he will cooperate fully. Obviously, it's up to those women if they want to tell their story to the NFL. In addition to the civil lawsuit, they're under no constraints to do so. So we'll see how much cooperation she gets. Deshaun Watson will be expected to cooperate. And players that do cooperate with investigations tend to not get punished by the NFL. So there's a possibility of NFL punishment if they believe that something happened. So, for me to predict, though, hypothetically, how they're going to handle it, I don't know yet. I mean, we got to see how this thing goes.
All right, Aaron Wilson joins us, Houston Chronicle. So, I will ask you, gentlemen, Aaron, I'll start with you. So why target Deshaun Watson? If he's impeccable, if he's perfect, if he's clean as a whistle, if you're after money, why don't you go after somebody who has a reputation? Why go after this guy?
Well, that was a great point that David Cornwell made. It's easier, actually, when you go after someone with an impeccable reputation in many ways, because they have the means to pay, in the case like someone like Deshaun Watson, and they're more likely to pay to make the whole thing go away. In his case, it's kind of like you don't negotiate with terrorists. People are demanding money. They're asking for money. It kept escalating. It kept going up and up and up. And you start talking about more and more funds. I'm not going to say how much it got to, but my understanding is, that there was an admission that it was, just the money grab. And that's how they felt throughout that. But they didn't expect, obviously, for this to get to this point where, there's other cases. And that's the risk you run. But he's been getting massages, work on his upper hamstring, all that stuff ever since, he got in the NFL. So he has the means to, get massages. He's, like I said, I know his whole team, the trainers, the business manager, the agent, everybody. And, even people that have nothing to do that don't work for him, everyone around him from the team. I mean, the team is like, that we don't believe this, and players, teammates, no one wants to think this of him. And they're all saying, privately to me, Aaron, we'd be shocked if this was true.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Aaron, we're tight on time.
Nothing to Sean that we knew.
Aaron, my last question is kind of a quick two-parter. Do you think do you think the team had, and when I say the team had anything to do with this ownership because of their relationship with Busby? And do you feel like ultimately Deshaun Watson will get moved?
First question. Yeah, Bob McNair, the late Bob McNair, was a neighbor of Tony Busby's. I think that doesn't have anything to do with Cal McNair. Mm-hmm. I can tell you this unequivocally. No, they're, privately, the team's like, we have nothing to do with Deshaun Watson's legal predicament. So just someone to think that, how would this happen? How would they put the women, let's say the women are all true, the Texans put the women up to it? They told Busby that he's got a problem and look into this? I mean, come on. They get thrown out of the NFL for something like that to do that to their own player? No way. Come on. I mean, it's just, it defies logic. The timing, they were always going to sign a quarterback to have someone with him. The guy has a $5 million base value, basically. This Tyrod Taylor, it's, it can max at 12.5. No, they're not conspiring against him because he has to be traded or punishing him. That's just, it's ridiculous. And then will he be traded? There's a very good chance that he will not be traded. I think his trade value, you know, it's tough because the teams now have to worry about this. But they already had a lot of resolve, Nick Caserio, that they could keep him. They're not engaging. They're not looking really to, like, the trade scenarios. He's not available. Can that change? Yeah, absolutely can change. They can change in New York second. But their stance has been real firm. And it sets a terrible precedent if a player can force his way off the roster. But I can tell you this. He is adamant. He will, as he said to friends, I will never, ever play another down for that organization. And he means it.
Okay, so what happens in the end? I mean, we're tight on time here. So they're going to have to move him. They got to move him.
You don't have to move a player just because he wants to be traded. Or
okay, so okay, say he sits. So he sits. So this guy, so do you believe, do you believe he will sit week one?
He would sit the entire season, in my opinion.
Well, then you got to move. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right.
I mean, I'll see you later. Okay, take care.
All right, later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.